What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridan, and we back at it again. So thank you guys for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. And y'all, we're doing something a little bit different. We're doing our family edition. I have my mom here as my special guest, and we're going to dive into fashion. We're going to talk about beauty. We're going to talk about relationship and family life and all these things. So join us. So, mother, introduce yourself, darling.
Hi, everyone.
So, your
nice
name.
Nice to meet you guys.
What is your
My name is Doreen Chambers Hill.
Yes.
And I'm from Kingston, Jamaica.
J.A. in the home? Yes, sir. So, yes, you know, we got to shout out our family out there in J.A. all day. So let's dive deep. Okay, so you were raised in Kingston, Jamaica. How many siblings did you have?
Well, I have 8 siblings. Four sisters and 4 brothers.
My father was a Rolling Stone.
It's not your father, my father.
I say your father was a Rolling Stone. Yes. I know my father was a Rolling Stone. Okay, so you
That's
had,
another story.
That's a whole nother story, child. I don't think y'all ready for that, but we gonna get to it one of these days.
Yes.
So you had 8 siblings.
4 brothers and 4 sisters, and I made 9. So it was 9 of us.
Okay, so you say we're Panamanian. How did that come about?
I'm My totally mother confused. Is Panamanian. My mother was born in Panama.
Big shout out to all the people in Panama, y'all. Okay, so she was born there.
Mm-hmm. Raised in Jamaica.
Raised in Jamaica. So she migrated from Panama to Jamaica, basically.
Yes.
Why?
Her mom and dad is Panamanian.
Oh. Oh, so that's why they wanted to move to Jamaica.
I don't know why they want to move to Jamaica. They didn't tell me. I don't know all of that. My mother don't discuss nothing. Anything I know, I have to ask questions.
So you never been there?
No, not me. But other family members have.
Okay. So we're going to have to put a pin on that because I want to know exactly where that is. I'm researching that late time.
My niece, Dorothy, okay. My cousin, Donna.
So you in Jamaica. Tell us like a day in a life, considering you have a whole... Brady bunch of a family. Where did you fit in the whole?
I'm 7 of 9.
Mm-hmm. So you were the one that didn't cook it clean. I've been hearing that for quite some time now. And so you were kind of like the baby of the family.
Not really. There was a reason I was burned myself up when I was like 2 years old. So my mother never allowed me to go in the kitchen.
You're in danger of cooking. So, basically, I know that you're a reader as well. What is your favorite book that you've read thus far that you can remember?
There was a series called Mark Bolan. It's intrigue. I like intrigue.
Intrigue.
Yes, that's my favorite genre to read. I read love stories too and romance novels, but intrigue is my most famous books that I like reading.
So, as you guys know, my name is Sheridana, guys, and my mom named me. Everybody be like, oh, I love your name. Please tell us a story how this came about. How did you create this fabulous name for the one and only Sheridana?
Yes, while I was reading one of those books, I run across that name, and I was about 6 months pregnant with you, and I'm like, that's gonna be my daughter's name. I didn't know if I was gonna have a daughter, but I just feel like I'm gonna have a daughter, and I'm like, if I'm having a girl, that's gonna be her name. It was so unique, and nobody had it, and I was like, yes, I want my daughter to be having a unique name, so when she grow up, she could be the only person with her name, and I hope she love it.
Well, as you guys know, I love it. I love it very, very much. Even though I didn't embrace until after high school. But I had a situation. And I'm like, yo, I never want to be confused with anybody again in my whole entire life. So I just say, you know what? From now on, I'm Sheridana. Everybody be like, oh, for all the people who know me from high school, they call me Denise. But, you know, my family called me Denise for or Mama Too or Den Den or whatever. But at the same time, I just like my name Sheridan because I don't want to be confused with anybody else.
Yeah.
All right, moving forward. Okay, so I want to know, you're growing up. Okay, this is when you're like
teenagers.
Like a teenager, what year was that and what was going on at that time? Like, how did you meet my dad? How did that come in play?
I met him at school on sports day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, was he in sports? Were you in sports? Or you guys were just both there at the same time?
My school was in... I was in school. He was in school at a different school. And he came to our sports day.
Okay.
And so, I ran into him. But he said... So, what he
say?
Me.
Oh, baby. Oh, you look so good in your skirt. Or whatever.
No,
like,
said,
what he say?
He said, oh, I know you. I said, no, you don't. He said, yeah, I know you. I know you since you were little.
Oh.
I was like, no, you didn't. So, I just ignored him and walked off.
Uh-huh.
Then he followed me to my house, and then he saw my brother, and he was like, I told your sister I know her, and she's like saying, no, I don't know her, but I don't really pay attention to people.
So he walked you home, or he followed you?
He followed me. I walked with my friends home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he followed me, so he saw where I lived, then he saw my brother. And
which one was this?
Errol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, yeah, he know us. He said, so my brother's like, yeah, I know him, he know us. And that's how, since he know where I live, he never left, no matter how much we chased him away from our gates.
So were you attracted to him? Did you like him? Like, what made you want to date?
He's just persistent. I didn't pay no attention to him to even know if I liked him or not.
Look. Fellas, consistency does pay off, y'all. Consistency pays off. Okay, so so usually when you were growing up, who made the meal for you?
My older sister. She took care of the cooking.
And Yvonne, or?
No, she was older of the ones that live in the house. Cause
the one
my
in
other,
Jamaica? No? Sharon?
No, Sharon. My other older sister to her wasn't living with us. She was older and was on her own. So Yvonne was the oldest living in the house with us, but she was the overseer.
Okay, the supervisor.
Right. Sharon
was
the one responsible for the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all these things. Okay, so I want to know, like, what if you were... Okay, so first of all, tell us... Oh, I don't know if I can say what you do right now, but growing up, I know that you're a seamstress.
Yeah.
Did you know that you wanted to pursue this, or you just like, is this something I want to do? Because
no, I fell in love with sewing because when I was like 12, I fell in love with fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have what I wanted, because I didn't want to wear things that everybody else wore,
mm-hmm,
I had to make it. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna learn how to sew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I fell into sewing. Mm-hmm. And then I just fell in love with sewing because I just love making my clothes.
So what made you stop sewing right now?
Because people are crazy. They're going to come to you and say, oh, could you make this for me? And you spend 2 hours and make it. And then they come and say, oh, I don't have any money. Because I don't really have to make it for myself. Mm-hmm. Now... And if I do want something, I could always make it. And then I have you.
Oh, okay. Now you sound like Toya. Like, oh, I have a fabulous fashion designer.
I have my personal fashion designer, so I don't have to make it for myself anymore.
Okay, so the name came about. Okay, you're growing up. You met my dad. Okay, so I want you to start letting us know. Like, okay, so how did Leroy come about? How did, since you didn't really pay him no mind, like, how did that come about?
He was like my shadow. Every time I turn around, he was there. I ask him if he don't live nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
He just laughed. He's always at my house. Every evening, we come from school because he went to school.
So it was destined, basically.
He went to school in Papine. And I don't know how he get to our house. Every time in the evening, he's there before he go home.
So he already had a bullseye on you, like, oh, you gonna be mine, period. Like, it's gonna happen.
Yep.
Okay, so literally you had three kids with my pops. I'll be the last one. And tell us how your relationship was with my dad.
Great at first. Then it became...
Isn't that the story, y'all?
Then it became contentious.
How come?
Because he want to be all over the place and don't want to make a decision on what he wants to do.
So he's being a rolling stone.
Mm-hmm.
Being all over.
Act like he's single.
Uh-huh. So, okay, so this happened after Leroy?
Yes, when I was pregnant with Stephanie.
So you just forgave him, right? Because you love him and you wanted to be with him. And he kept on saying, oh, I'm going to do better or something like that.
That's his story.
So after me, you like, I'm done.
Yep. Basically, he was like, oh, no, we can't be done.
Of course. Like,
okay, well, all right, I got something planned for you.
Okay, so... What would you tell, if you had to go back, would you do it again? Would you?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
As much as it was a lot of stress, I would do it again. Because it's a reason why I did it. So the reason wouldn't have changed. Because it wasn't perfect, but it was my life. And I didn't regret it.
So what did your brothers think when you were with, like, I guess they're associates?
My brothers love me and always on my side. And if he try to say or do anything, you know they're going to say something.
No, I mean, when he try to talk to you, like, was your brother saying, oh, that's my sister, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Did they oppose?
Yes, my brother was like, leave my sister alone. Go about your business.
But then eventually you're like, oh,
but my brother
like
didn't live with us.
Because
he was grown and gone about his business. And my youngest brother, that's his friend. He don't pay attention to nothing. He just know his friend come there and they be hanging out.
So you met my dad when he was like 16, 15?
No.
But you guys been knew each other. You guys been knew each other. Well, he knew you.
Yeah, afterwards, then when he started, I actually spoke to him and then he started telling me stuff. Then I realized, he probably know me, but... I just wasn't paying attention to him because he was like, oh, you used to stop right here. You used to go to school over there. And I used to see you pass by. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, what would you tell your 10-year-old self?
Well, I don't know. When I was 10, I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fabulous life.
Well, what would you tell your teenage self right now? Because I know you got pregnant at an early age. So this goes out to all my teen moms. If you could tell yourself one thing, what would it be? If you could do do-over, would you wait or would
you...
Yes,
that's a big, big, big red flag. That's why one of the things that I always hope and pray to and do why I worked like I did to raise you guys, that you'll never ever experience having a child as a teenager. It's for me, it was not financial like a lot of people. It was psychological. Because I was totally, totally inept to be anybody's parent.
Right. And were your mom involved when she...
No, my mother was sick. She had a stroke and... Mm. She wasn't around, and that's the reason why I ended up...
So you wasn't even really mentally prepared for a baby?
No.
So
your mother.
Sister's help?
Not really.
So you just out there by yourself really figuring out?
Mm-hmm.
Just with Dada and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
And so was he happy when...
He was ecstatic, and he just think once you have money, everything is fine. And that's where we just didn't see eye to eye. And he wouldn't understand why I was unhappy. Because he was like, he work and he has money and he pays for everything. And plus my grandfather give me money, so money was not my issue.
So at the end of the day, guys, money is not everything, but it is important.
Psychologically, I was distraught.
Yeah.
Because I just think my whole life was ruined and I think I disappointed my mother. Even though she was sick and she didn't even know what was going on, but I know she would be very disappointed because that was not her idea of what my life would be.
Yeah.
So that too made me feel some type of way, like, man, once she wasn't around, I just couldn't follow what she teach me. Listen to your mother. That's the main thing. And listen to what she says, because what she say is right. You go do what you want to do, you're always going to end up doing something that is just not in your best interest. Because when you're young, you think you know stuff, but you don't really know anything. Because when I was 18, I thought I know all that I needed to know, and I was grown. But, oh, I was sadly mistaken.
That's a case-by-case basis. But
you got a lot to learn.
So
knowledge don't come right away. You have to acquire it as you live.
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach 18, a lot of people think they know everything.
What other expertise are you what other expertise are you in? Like, I know that you did sewing, and what other
I do health information management.
Okay. What is that? Break that down. What does that look like? What does that mean?
Medical coding of records. Medical records. Put medical record words into numbers for the insurance company.
Okay.
So they can pay.
Medical record. I still like, okay, so
when you go to the doctor, and the doctor has to be paid, the insurance company have to pay. So in order for the insurance company has to pay,
mm-hmm.
you have to send a record to the insurance company that the doctor wrote. Mm-hmm. But the insurance company don't want it in long hand like the doctor wrote it. So you have to put that into numbers.
Oh. That sounds a little bit...
Say you go to the doctor and he's treating you for hypertension. You're not going to send to the insurance company that the doctor treated you for hypertension.
You're going to give him a number, a code.
I-11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you give him a code, and that's what it is. That's what I do. I read the record, and I break it down into numbers. So
because as you guys know, life is about the numbers.
It is. Come in the world with a number, and you go out with a number.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
So, my next thing is, what do you have a favorite quote or favorite life lessons that you want to share with us?
Well, one of the things that I always remember my mom said to me was, when you have children, you be very careful how you treat other people's children. Because how you treat other people's children is going to be determined how other people treat your children. So if you don't feel other people's children, just leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good one.
Just let it be. Don't be mean to people's children. Yeah. And just let it be. If you don't want to deal with them, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I always live by. Just never ever try to take disadvantage of anybody's children or do anything mean to them. I'd rather just leave them alone. Just go about my business, even if I think they're rude or whatever. I don't never try to be mean to nobody's kid, because I don't never want anybody to be mean or unkind to my children. Because you never ever could always be where your children are. It's just, life just doesn't work like that. And if you're not around, you know, if anybody could do bad things to your kids, if they want to.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Africa. I want to go to Africa.
Africa, that's surprising. Wow. No,
I want to go to, like, see it.
Just travel the whole continent of...
No, really travel a little continent. I just want to go there.
Okay, but where? It's huge.
I know.
Like, I don't know yet. Nigeria, you know, Ghana.
Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
Yeah, I'd like to go there.
Yeah. I think that's a good vibe as well. I thought you were going to say Paris.
I want to go to Paris too, but that's not the famous, the most famous or favorite place that I'd like to be. The most favorite place I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Paris too. I want to go to Sweden. I want to go to a lot of places. That's going to be my job when I retire, traveling.
Did you enjoy being a mom?
Yes. I enjoy being a mom. It was very stressful, and at first, I did not care to be a mother at first, because I guess because of my age. But when I became a mom, I embraced it, and even my younger brother, he was like, "Oh, I can't believe you're so dedicated a mom, because you used to be just all in yourself." So I'm like, "Yeah." I figured out if I have kids, then I can't be all in myself like that anymore. So I have
to. You were a glam girl first?
Yes, that's why one of the things that was traumatizing to me when I had a kid. Because I realized it's not going to be all about me anymore.
Mm-hmm. So no more glam life.
No, I have glam life. It's just that I couldn't have it to the degree I had it. But I'll never ever give up my glam.
So, when you started dating my dad, what are some of the things that you guys used to do?
Well, the most we did was just like go to the movies.
Okay.
And go to parties.
Okay. So, I know that he's an entrepreneur and you used to work at the factory. So, you guys would just meet after work, or how does that work? Like,
well,
it was just fine, you.
When I just know him, I wasn't working. I didn't work at that time. I was young.
It was later on that
I wanted to have a job, and he was like, "No, your job is to take care of the kids." I'm like, "No, I don't want to have that just as a job."
So you also felt like a woman should be able to have a choice and to be able to do both. You could do your work and
still be a good mother.
Yeah.
I'm totally against people that think that if you are mother, that's all you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that.
So that goes all to all of, you know, the moms out there that feel like you can't have both worlds. You totally can have both worlds. You can actually be a glam girl. You can actually have your career, your profession, and you can still be an awesome mom as well. So don't let nobody tell you you can't do it, because there's a lot of ladies that have been doing it for decades, and it comes out really good.
But a kid has two parents, so if two people is to care for the kid, that means that you're supposed to could do some things too. You could, so you make you be a rounder person, so you won't be so stressed out and be like, "Oh, I don't want to be a mom." That's why some people, they just leave their kids because they feel overwhelmed. They don't get no time at all for themselves, and they be like, "Whatever, I'm just going to chuck this mothering thing." But if you get chance to balance it out, you'll be all right.
What do you do to be able to take your me time? What are some of the things that you do to be able to relax?
I try to keep my same things that I used to do. I just tone it down. Like, I still read. I just couldn't read a lot like I used to read. I still try to go out a little bit, even though now I have to schedule it. But your dad was good with, like, he'll let me go out in a day, and then he watch you guys, and then you could go out in the evening in the holidays and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I try to do sewing, because I love sewing. So I sew, I make clothes for you guys and stuff. So I still do. I just couldn't do it to the extent I used to do it. But I still do it so I could have my sanity and have myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really lose myself.
So you just did sewing for fun?
Yeah. After a while, I still try to work, but he would not understand that I want to work.
So my dad was controlling too. I feel like it's just an epidemic. The men out here, they're so controlling. They just always try to, like, you know, dictate what you do and how you do it. Like, so how did you gain your own independence?
I do what I do.
You just did what you did.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But I still try.
So what are the 5 characteristics that describe you?
Well, I'd say one of the most important ones for me is I'm hardworking. And I know people is gonna be thinking that I'm being boastful when I say I'm interesting. I'm honest. I'm dependable. I'm very dependable. If you have to depend on me, you could depend on me. And I'm independent.
Okay. All good qualities. So I know that you're in your single days as right now, because, you know, Pop's not here. You know, you had a babe, but, you know, it didn't work out. What does that look like? How does it feel to be single in your day right now? Do you feel free? Do you feel like, oh, I want a husband or a bae, or you just vibing and just chilling?
Well, I believe that life will happen when it happens. I don't feel no type of different way. I love my grandkids and I enjoy them immensely. So that for my days, have my career. That takes a lot of my time. I'm branching out to be an entrepreneur, trying to start my own little business. And that takes my time. So I'm really, really busy. So being single is, hey, just a part of life. I'm not stuck on it one way or the other.
So as you were growing up, you never thought about entrepreneurship, or it just never strike you, or you just always thought, like, I'm just going to have a job?
Yeah, I didn't think about entrepreneurship, because it takes a lot to deal with different people. And I'm not very patient till when I have to deal with my children. That's what's teaching me patience. And with my age, I get more patient now. And if you're an entrepreneur, you have business, you have to be very patient for your business to be successful.
Yeah.
And that I knew from the get-go. Because if you're not a patient person, you're not going to have a successful business.
Yeah.
So I knew that I was not cut out right then. But now, mm-hmm. You know, I'm a woman of a particular age. I'm more patient and will be able to handle situation way better than I would at, like, in my 20s or 30s.
So. Yeah, shout out to Will Smith for the movie of The Pursuit of Happiness, because that's really what entrepreneurship is. It's literally, like, soon as you feel like you want to quit, that's when your break is right around the corner. So, you know, in the movie, you know, like, he wasn't getting no sales. It wasn't consistent. Everybody in the family was talking mad shit, like, oh, you need to get a real job, and, like, oh, all this stuff. I'm like, yo, it's going to work. But it had that one person that just, you know, show interest in the project and in him, and literally, like, overnight, he just got the biggest sale of his whole life. His whole life changed. And then, like, the wife that he was with, he ended up divorcing her. And, like, well, you guys already know, if y'all haven't seen the movie Pursuit of Happiness, that movie, that's one of my favorite besides The Great Debaters, as you guys know. I thought I was going to be a lawyer, but really, I like law, but I don't want to be a litigator. I don't want to be in the courthouse fighting for foolishness or getting people off that don't need to be off. But I do like, you know, making rules. So I might be in legislation, I'm just saying. But yeah, I think I just like the analytical side. But yeah, I just feel like, so, you know, being an entrepreneur, you have to be definitely patient, hardworking, consistent. So what is your business going to be about, or is about?
Medical coding.
So basically the same job that you're doing for somebody else, you're going to be doing for yourself. Yes. Being your own boss.
Yes.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
having my business up and running, be very successful.
Do you have a website?
Yes,
I do. So isn't it up and running?
Yes. But
so what is your website name?
Stream Quality Medical Coding.
.com? .com. Okay. So if people wanted to, so what is the ideal customer? Are you B2B or B the customer? Like, what? Like, how? What? Who?
The customer would be a doctor's office. Or...
So you're business to business. Mm-hmm. You're not business. You're not B2C. Okay, so you're business to business, and then your ideal customer would be like a doctor's office calling you to for them to code to, something.
Yes. Code? Or like a rehab center or any medical or standalone facility. You know.
Okay.
Any medical practices.
And that's what you want to do for?
Yes.
For the situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other side hustle, or that's what you want to just focus on?
I'm a notary public.
Okay.
I do signings for real estate signings.
Yeah.
Loan modifications.
Shout out to SnapDocs.
Shout out to SnapDocs.
Yes, sir. And an NNA. We can't forget the NNA. You know what I mean? You already know Queen be out here, notary too. You know what I'm talking about? But you know, it's okay. Y'all already know I love me some fashion, music, and all these things. But it's really cool to help other families, you know, either finalize on their home or do when they do the refinance. That's kind of cool. So what made you want to be a notary?
Because it's just a way how to help people and just still make money.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really, it was kind of simple. I think a lot of people have a stigma thing is like you have to take, you know, a big exam. You just have to be trustworthy. I think that's the biggest thing. Even though, they don't say you need a diploma, but I really feel like you do need a diploma.
You need.
I feel like you don't get confirmed or get the thing if you don't have like a bachelor's degree. Because literally everybody that I know, like they all had the degree, even though it doesn't state that, but I feel like it's implied. Do you agree?
I don't think you have to have the bachelor degree, but you have to be able to read and write and understand what you read and write.
And how would you do that? Regular high school diploma,
that's how it may look like you have to have a bachelor's degree, but I don't think you have to. A lot of people probably know how to read and write and understand very well without a bachelor's degree, but then again, most people probably don't. So that's why all the people we run across in this field do have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, that's because why I made that.
If you're signing something, you have to understand what you're signing.
Right.
Because there's a lot of rules and regulations, and you have to read and understand the rules and regulations so you don't sign something that you're not supposed to sign or, you know, do something to somebody's paperwork that's going to cost them a hold up. It may not be like a big issue to some people, but some people are on a deadline and they want their paperwork to go through. And if you cost them time, you know, time is money.
Right. So
that's why if you don't understanding and get errors and stuff like that, then paper, they won't call you often to do signings.
Right. So what is a memorable moment in your life where you was like, yes, I'm happy, like, I made it, I'm successful, like...
That hasn't come yet.
Haven't come yet.
No, still waiting. Still waiting for that moment.
Okay.
But happiness is just, you have to make your own happiness. And I can't always say, I don't get up every day and be happy. So da 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 da. Like,
but that
I live
is
in
a choice.
That's
you
I live
can.
In la la land.
You can.
But I do be happy, because I'm not the only person that has problems, and that's how I look at problems. Everybody has problems. So if you say you're going to wait till you don't have no problem to be happy, then you'll never be happy. So I'm not that type of a person. By nature, I'm a happy person. I'm Capricorn. I find happiness in the simplest thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that make me happy is all of you, my children, all four of you are all adults, and everybody is doing their own thing. Nobody's in jail, nobody's on drugs, you know, so I consider that successful. So some people probably don't think it is successful, but in my eyes and in my life, I think that's a success.
That is.
So I'm happy.
Success is determined by the person and, like, the achievement. Because we came a long way. Like,
yeah, because your dad died and I raised you guys basically by myself. So, it's all cool. It's all good.
So, do you have any final words? Do you have a favorite quote? Do you have a favorite saying? Do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, I shout out to all my kids and my 8 grandkids. Love you all to the moon and back. And I wouldn't trade you guys for nothing in the world, not even $1 trillion. And just be good people. That's all I ask. That's all I want. Just be good people. Have a good heart. Because if you don't have a good heart, nothing good ever is going to happen for you. And that's all I want, to just be able to be successful in life and just keep going. Just have a good heart. Be helpful to people when you can, and just, even if people don't need to be helped, sometimes just help them anyway. Because some people, they could be very trying, but, you know, don't make them drag you down to be mean and mean-spirited. Because I've run across a lot of people that they're not very nice, and I still not going to make them determine how I act or change the type of person I am, because I'm always going to be a good-hearted person, and I'm going to help whenever I can. Who don't want to appreciate my help, that's fine. And, you know, if they think I'm being stupid or naive for helping them, then that's on them. If they need my help, I'm still going to help them. So that's how I am. And that's how I think. You know, I want you guys to be just be good-hearted and don't make things, even if it's negative, come in your way. Don't make it change who you are, make you be mean. Because some people, they're like, oh, I'm not helping anybody because people, I help people and they're mean. Yeah, because that's human nature sometimes. People are going to be not nice, but hey, world is still going to keep going. So
that is right. The show must go on.
Yep, the world is still going to keep turning.
So that's our show for today. I hope you guys get some gems. So the moral of the story is just always, you know, be authentic with yourself and help others when you can. And also just enjoy your life. Take a break when you need to. And just always do your best, I believe. And yeah, enjoy the fam. And yeah.
Yeah. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you for having me. And I enjoy my family. That's one of my favorite things to do. And bye. Talk to you next time.
So to be continued, guys, we have a few more edition, family edition, Wilson family edition to be able to bring to you guys. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for joining me for Sherdon's Diary of a Fashionista. And I love you guys. Go and be great. Peace. Mwah. Yeah.